For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, just back from San Francisco?
Yes, San Francisco last week. It was Los Angeles the week before. This was the American Theater Critics Association conference and some plays around the Bay Area. I saw the out-of-town tryout of the musical Roman Holiday with music by Cole Porter. Ill-conceived, but enjoyable. Delightful actress in the Audrey Hepburn role. Some plays by Bay Area playwrights, which I also enjoyed. And a fascinating conversation of critics, critic emeritus from the San Francisco Chronicle, winner of the George Jean Nathan Award, and their new critic who's been on the job less than a year, young woman on the job for less than a year, talking about issues and criticism. In that town, the critics are very much a part of the theater communities, not different from Buffalo in some ways, much larger, but it was certainly worth the trip.
Now, last week you said there was going to be a special session about regional playwrights. How'd
yes,
that go?
Yes. Well, the regional playwrights, many of the playwrights in San Francisco also have a national reputation. So we were seeing playwrights whose work we would know. But it is intriguing to hear about the careers of playwrights living outside of New York and how they get their work out. They have many more opportunities for high-profile productions in the Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco area than someone from Buffalo might, but still it was instructive. Another conversation that was interesting centered on diversity, the lack of diversity in the critical community, the increasing diversity in the theatrical community, and the controversy over Hedy Weiss, the critic for the Chicago Sun-Times, which was worth people's while to Google if they don't know about that.
Well, getting a little smaller than regional, local playwrights, I went over to Rust Belt Books for Godot Rodeo. It's 6 one-act plays by all Buffalo playwrights. And on the back of the playbill, Michael Finelli writes, "There are things playwrights can do which are more productive than checking one's email 5 times a day. We can build a community, improve our art and craft through interaction, and by gum, put on our own plays." So over at Rust Belt Books, there are these 6 short riffs, for lack of a better word, on Waiting for Godot. A couple of them were wonderful, including Waiting for Domino's, which just took all of these issues of Waiting for Godot, Waiting for Your Domino's Pizza to Arrive, Waiting for the Bills to Win a Super Bowl, and Perpetually Watching Tape of Scott Norwood Miss the Big Kick. And it was hilarious.
Interestingly, the production in Chicago over which the controversy has most recently ignited is an African-American take on Waiting for Godot. So it continues to fascinate.
Godot Rodeo. 2 opportunities left. Saturday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2.
So last night was the opening night of The Merry Wives of Windsor, kicking off this summer's season at Shakespeare in Delaware Park, the all-female version with Pamela Rose Mangus as Falstaff, directed by Eileen Dugan. It's officially summer in Buffalo.
Not the only all-female production. I guess they had Macbeth a couple of years ago.
Also directed by Eileen Dugan, yes. And, of course, the all-male Twelfth Night.
That was a hoot.
Yeah.
I got up to Stratford, saw several plays, including Shakespeare's Timon of Athens. All 3 of the plays I saw were at what they used to call the Third Stage. Now they call the Tom Patterson Theater. It's their place for slightly edgier, more in-your-face dramas. And certainly Timon of Athens qualifies. Beautifully set and very well acted. It's set in a very modern milieu with all of these really rich, awful, terrible people.
Well, the plot of Timon of Athens, Timon is generous to a fault, believing that these people like him for himself. Really, they only like him for his generosity. And when he spends himself out and reaches his own moment of need, they don't have any time for him. I was interested because you said you also saw The Changeling. So Timon of Athens, a collaboration, Shakespeare and Thomas Middleton. This was your week of Thomas Middleton. No one does that.
The Changeling. A lot of people around me had trouble with the Jacobean English. Fortunately, we had gone to a talk earlier in the afternoon, and so we were ready for what happened.
Well, people think that they can understand Elizabethan. I think it's simply the familiarity of Shakespeare and also with intention, with an unfamiliar story, certainly harder. Interesting structure for The Changeling because it's 2 plots. One is very dark, one is very funny. So in the first plot, if she wants to bump off one guy so she can be with the other, and then the second plot, everything has its consequence, but it plays out very differently. I think even with Shakespeare, in A Timon of Athens, a less familiar Shakespeare, useful to have read a synopsis.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.